Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical Day. The Baptism of the Lord. The Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me." Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Commentary by Father Antoni Carol from Sant Cugat de Vallès, Spain. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. Today, we contemplate the Messiah, the Anointed, by the River Jordan to be baptized by him. And we can see Jesus Christ foreshadowed by the visible physical occurrence of the Holy Spirit, and through audible words by the Father, who proclaims of Jesus the following, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Here we have a marvelous motive, and at the same time, an encouraging incentive to live a life, to be beloved and chosen by the Heavenly Father, to enthrall the Father. Somehow, we already request it in the collect prayer of today's Mass. Almighty and eternal God, turn us from the darkness of sin to the light of holiness, that we may be ready to meet you in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God, who is infinitely good, loves us well, all the time. But do we allow him to? Are we worthy of his divine benevolence? Do we correspond to this benevolence? To deserve such divine benevolence and complacence, Christ has provided the waters with a regenerating and purifying strength, so that, when baptized, we truly become sons of God. Saint Maximus of Turin said, "Maybe someone will wonder, why did he want to be baptized if he is holy?" Our divine Lord Jesus Christ was baptized, not to be made holy by the waters, but to make holy the waters. All this places us, undeservedly, in a connatural level with divinity. But this first regeneration does not suffice. We need to experience the baptism once more through a kind of continuous second baptism, which is our spiritual rebirth. Parallel to the Rosary's first mystery of light, Christ's baptism in the Jordan River, we must contemplate Mary's example in the fourth joyful mystery, purity of heart. She, immaculate and a pure virgin, is quite willing to submit herself to the purification process. We crave for the simplicity, sincerity, and humility that allow us to constantly live our purification as a sort of second baptism.